Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
My coach said at the beginning of the game, they punch us in the face right away, you know, and we couldn't find the rhythm and we couldn't find the way to stop them, you know, later on. And, you know, it's hard to chase the 20-point lead the whole game. You know, it takes a lot of energy, but it's a one game, you know, we've been here before, and on to the next one.
It is a must-win game for us. You know, that's what it comes down to. That's what this game means. If you drop it, as we did tonight, and it's a must-win for us. You know, it's a one-game season for us. So we know what we have to do, and you know, we got to get back home and get ourselves ready to take care of business at home.
That's Bogdanovich and Nate McMillan after Thursday night's loss to the Milwaukee Bucks in Game 5. They are back at home. Game 6 is tonight between the Hawks and the Bucks. Game 6 of the Eastern Conference Finals. You can hear it right here on Sports Radio 92.9. The game starts at 8 o'clock with a pregame. Tip-off is set for 8:30 with the voice of the Hawks, Steve Holman, on the call tonight for that one. We will continue to take your thoughts on Twitter about what needs to happen tonight for the Hawks to be able to get the win. What are the keys for the Hawks in winning this game tonight? You can hit us up at 929thegame. You can find me at Crisco41. We want to hear from you. Coming up before the end of this hour, we'll get to more of your calls. Jason Longshore is going to come on and talk a little Hawks and a little Atlanta United with us here in about 20 minutes. We'll be able to visit with Jason in a few minutes, but we'll kick off this hour taking a look at our headlines. We've already mentioned Hawks and Bucks Game 6. That's coming up tonight here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Here is what we know as far as the injury situation currently. Giannis is listed as doubtful. Trae Young is listed as questionable. Giannis was doubtful in Game 5, and he did not play. We'll see. Trae Young tried to go, I guess, in Game 5. He was out there early. He was putting up some shots. He tested out the ankle, decided that he couldn't make it. And so the Hawks played without him. And, look, he was missed. There is no doubt about it. This offense has a little more energy when Trae Young is on the floor. I don't think there's any questions about it. So, hopefully, I think he plays tonight. That's just a gut feeling. I think Trae Young is going to do everything he can. Now, he may not play 40-plus minutes. He may only play 30. But I think Trae Young finds a way to play tonight. I think that'll be a much-needed addition to the Hawks in this game. 8:30, you can hear it right here. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Don't forget, when the game's over, head over to the 92.9 The Game Facebook page. You can join Nick Kale and myself, where we will begin to give you some instant reaction, and we'll take your thoughts on some Facebook comments, by the way. All right, let's go ahead and take a look at our headlines. Hawks, Bucks, Game 6, that's tonight. We talked about that. Braves and Marlins last night. My goodness, how long is this going to last? First pitch of the game last night, and Acuna gets hit by the pitch. What's the deal with the Marlins? Because last night was the sixth time that Ronald Acuna has been hit by a pitch by the Marlins. Now, Don Mattingly said after the game, we have no problem with the Braves. I don't think they have a problem with the Braves. They got a problem with Ronald Acuna. Brian Snitker, if you watched the game last night, Brian Snitker came out of the dugout immediately, and you could read his lips where Brian Snitker told the umpire, he said, I'm sick of this bleep. And he's right. We're all sick of it. And this has gone on long enough now. Frankly, the Braves should have handled this 2 years ago, and we wouldn't still be having to see this crap. But this has gone beyond an accident or some sort of isolated incident. Guys, this is every single time they freaking play. And Pablo Lopez, who was the pitcher last night, said that it was a pitch that got away from him. Right? It slipped. So Lopez gets tossed. Mel Stottemeyer, the Marlins pitching coach, he gets tossed. After Snit comes out and makes his argument with the umpire, and they throw Pablo Lopez out of the game. Lopez, by the way, throws one pitch. Acuna comes around to score later that inning. That's the only run of the game. So Pablo Lopez threw one pitch, first pitch of the game, and he took the loss last night. He got the loss. Don Mattingly came out, and he starts arguing. Mattingly gets tossed, and then this is where it gets good. This is where it gets good. This is a little long, but bear with me here. This is Don Mattingly in his post-game where he starts blaming Mike Soroka for hitting Peter O'Brien in a game 2 years ago.
There's been absolutely nothing going on this year with the Braves. So, and when Dan tells me, you know, because of the history and it always happens and it's always Acuna, it's just not true. Just not true.
There's his first line.
I'm pretty sure Brian Anderson's been hit six times since Acuna's got hit. I think Miggy's maybe hit just as many. Pete O'Brien's got a broken rib from Soroka, 100% on purpose. So this isn't – there's nothing – that's over. 18's over. And for Dan to tell me that this is a history, there's been history in the past from a guy that's not even with us anymore.
Why you got to bring this up now 2 years after the fact about Mike Soroka hitting Peter O'Brien? Why, if that was such a big deal at the time, why didn't you bring it up at the time? Why do you wait 2 years then and bring this thing up now? And by the way, remember, this is the same Pete O'Brien that after getting hit by Mike Soroka and breaking a rib, signed with the Braves in the offseason after that. Maybe he wanted to get away from Donnie Bush League. So don't tell me that this guy is that somehow the Braves were headhunting against Peter O'Brien and it somehow devastated the poor guy. I mean, again, the Braves should have handled this a year ago. The problem with the Marlins right now is there's nobody on this team that's worth hitting. Good news from last night. Again, Acuña came around to score. It was the only run of the game. This is the Braves now, and again, this is the way this team should be looking right now. The way the Braves have played the last couple of weeks, and every Saturday, I always go through, and we always talk about batting averages, because for a good portion of the first half of the season, the Braves have had a lot of their key guys in a horrendous slump. You know, it wasn't that long ago that Freddie Freeman was in the 230s. And the 240s. And Freddie's got, you know, you've accumulated enough at bats by the start of July to where, you know, one good game isn't going to raise your average all that much. It's got to be something where you continue to hit over an extended period of time. Freddie's got that average up to 260. I thought a couple of weeks ago he was going to make the All-Star team and step to the plate with a 239 batting average. Freddie Freeman's now hitting a respectable at least 260 right now. Freddie's too good of a hitter to be hitting 240, 250. Hell, he's too good of a hitter to be hitting 260. I think Freddie Freeman's going to have a massive second half of this season. Ozzie Albies has got his average up to 266. I think that's a good sign. When those guys start to hit, you know Acuña is going to hit. Look, Austin Riley's been very solid. He's hit. And now you're starting to get Ozzie going. You're getting Freddie going. The top of that lineup gets going. And this is a team that can play the way the Braves have been playing. They've won 6 out of their last 10. They've won 3 in a row. They're just a game below 500 now. They're just a half game back of the Nationals for second in the East, and they're only 3 games back of the Mets who are in first place. And again, you just knew those guys were too good to spend their time, to spend an entire season. Freddie wasn't going to hit 240 all year. I didn't think Ozzie was going to hit 240 all year. And now we're starting to see it. I think that this team, is the idea that the Braves can have a nice second half of the year and possibly win the East, I don't think, for as bad as they have played, I don't think that's out of the question. Go back and look at where the Hawks were at the end of February. Nobody saw them in this position right now. I still think the Braves can put it together before the end of the year based on what they have. Now, they're going to have to be buyers at the trade deadline. I saw something, and I forget where it was. Maybe it was ESPN, but I forget. Somebody said that I think the number is 70% of the teams in baseball are still in playoff contention at this point. If that's still the case come the trade deadline, then number one, the pool of teams that will be selling is going to be very small. The pool of teams that will be buyers is going to be very large. Therefore, the asking price on guys that can come in and make an impact is going to go way up. It's going to go way up. But again, I'm fine now. Let's trade some of these young arms and let's get a guy that can help us win and win now. I'm fine with that as a Braves fan. We'll continue to take your thoughts on the Hawks. By the way, Hawks and Bucks game 6. We'll do that on Twitter at 929 the game and at Crisco 4th 1 if you want to weigh in. Speaking of Freddie Freeman and Ozzie Albies. Here is Freddie Freeman. This is from Thursday, on commenting on the play of Ozzie Albies for the Braves.
Just a special month he had, and to continue it with that big first inning hit is big. You know, he's been fantastic all year. It's just everyone's getting to see it again. He was special a couple of years ago, and you know, he had some bumps and bruises last year injury wise, and now he's healthy again and putting up the numbers he did a couple of years ago. So it's just amazing to be able to put together a 2-strike slider and hit a line drive up the middle for an RBI against DeGrom tonight.
That was Thursday night. That was Freddie Freeman's comments post game talking about Ozzie Albies. Look, this team is, again, hitting the ball. And I know they only scored the one run last night and they had three hits, whatever. They still won. We've seen enough over the course of the last couple of weeks to feel like this team is starting to hit the ball well again, and that is going to make the difference. Atlanta United, they are in Chicago to take on the Chicago Fire at Soldier Field. Ezekiel Barco, he will be leaving for Olympic duty after this game, so this will be his final match until he returns after the Olympics. We'll talk about the impact this is going to have on Atlanta United with Jason Longshore when he joins us. We'll talk some Hawks with Jason as well. Former Georgia coach Mark Richt announced this week that he has Parkinson's. Thoughts and prayers for Coach Richt. Really a classy guy. All of my dealings with him has always been very positive. So really, again, if you know Mark Richt, you know where he stands with his faith. And that's what he's going to lean on, and good for him. He wants to continue working at the ACC network, and I hope the guy can continue on for as long as he wants or as physically able to. Also, name, image, and likeness went into effect this week. Talked about this a little bit. We were talking about the Reggie Bush thing a minute ago. And Jordan Bohannon, who plays at Iowa, as soon as the deal went into effect, he announced that he's going to do an autograph signing at a fireworks store in Iowa. Good for you, Jordan. He got paid to go do a little to go do an autograph signing. That's what this should be about for guys and girls, for that matter, in college, an opportunity for them to be able to make a little bit of money. There's going to be a lot more opportunities like that, signing autographs at fireworks stores, than some of these big deals. Now, there were some big deals that have been inked already. Auburn's quarterback Bo Nix, he signed a deal with Milo's Sweet Tea. Don't know much about the particulars in terms of how much money Bo Nix is getting, but Milo's is an Alabama-based company. And if you're an Alabama-based company, look, if you can get the quarterback at Auburn or somebody from Alabama to endorse your product, let me tell you, I bet they sold a lot of Milo's Sweet Tea this weekend in Auburn, Alabama, because that's just the way it is. You got Arkansas's wide receiver, Trey Knox. He signed a deal with PetSmart. You got these two twins. They're basketball players out in Fresno State, two women's basketball players. They inked a deal with Boost Mobile. Now, these two have a combined – it's not about signing autographs for them – they've got a combined 5 million Twitter followers. That's what's making them some money. So social media is factoring into this, as well as signing autographs at a fireworks stand. Not a bad deal for these guys, and well worth it. By the way, we talk about stuff like this every week on Tuesday nights on our College Football Game Time podcast. You can join myself, Garrett Chapman, Ken Roundtree for that. We do it Tuesday nights around about 8 o'clock. Over on the 92.9 The Game Facebook page. Jason Longshore will join us next. We'll talk Hawks and Atlanta United with Jason.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter. Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And Watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field. It's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We'll do that when we return. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Chris Goforth on this 4th of July weekend. Weather's pretty awesome outside. I am actually not at home today. We brought the family to the Blue Ridge Mountains, and so I am surrounded in the middle of the woods in a cabin in the Blue Ridge Mountains, and it's been really nice. Temperature last night was down to about 70. I grilled 71, I think, is what it was, and I was grilled out, built a little fire. It was a good night. We had got a little family time in, so a good time. Had to run them all out of the house this morning. Otherwise, you would hear my loud teenage kids making rackets. So they are off playing in the water somewhere, and I get to catch up with them a little bit later on. Always happy though when I get a chance to catch up with my guy Jason Longshore. You hear Jason. The man is everywhere. He joins Mike Conti on the Atlanta United broadcast. He is the man when it comes to soccer and especially the MLS, which is what we're going to talk about. He also spends some time following the Atlanta Hawks as well as part of the No Swag Shop with Mike Conti and Andy Bunker that you can catch weekdays on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game's Facebook page. But Jason, kind enough to give us a few minutes here on the WadeFord.com hotline. Wade Ford, Atlanta's Ford dealer. Jason, I want to start with Atlanta United. We'll get your take on the Hawks coming up here in just a minute. Before we talk about this match tonight against Chicago, Ezekiel Barco will be playing his last match for Atlanta United until after his stint with his Olympic team is over. A little bit about how this will impact Atlanta United going forward without Ezekiel Barco.
Yeah, it's going to be tricky for Atlanta United after tonight with a lot of international absences. Barco will be at the Olympics in Japan with Argentina, and they are a contender for the gold medal, which is a huge opportunity. And the Olympic soccer tournament is taken very, very seriously in Argentina. They have a couple of gold medals. They want to add a third. And Barco is one of the key players in that group expected to bring home the gold for Argentina. But also in the CONCACAF Gold Cup, there's three Atlanta United players who will be part of the U.S. men's national team, Brad Kazan, Miles Robinson, George Bello, all going to leave and join that team after this match. So that's four players that are out due to international duty. There are injuries as well, and you know it's unclear as to who is away now on injury, who will be back from injury by the time Nashville comes up on Thursday. These lineups for Gabriel Heinze are going to be a real challenge to maintain the philosophy that the team is playing with, but with a lot of new faces coming and going in the lineup.
Has there been any talk in the MLS about the idea during these Olympics or during Olympic years that maybe you suspend play for whether that's a week or 2 weeks or whatever it is because of the Olympics? Has there been any talk about that at all?
The Olympics are usually not as big of a disruption, and with the U.S. not qualifying this time on the men's side, there's only a handful of players who will be away during the Olympics. 2021 is just such a huge challenge because of COVID, and the Gold Cup is pushed back a month this year, so they had a double international break at the beginning of June, and that's normally where the Gold Cup would be situated in the calendar. But because the CONCACAF Nations League semifinals and finals were postponed by a year because of COVID, they were in the earlier portion of the summer calendar, and the Gold Cup was pushed back a month. MLS is taking the first weekend of the Gold Cup off, but Atlanta United has a game on Thursday before that break. So they're not really getting the benefit of that break. This year, I mean, it's just almost impossible to make it work because, I mean, the Olympics are pushed back a year too. So
Right. It's
all scrambling to try to get a season in, which started later than normal, and trying to get it completed because there's not a lot of wiggle room towards the end of the calendar year because you have to keep in mind 2022 from an international soccer calendar perspective has a World Cup in it, but at the end of the year, not in the summer window. So MLS, for example, is going to have to finish their season by early November as players will then go to a World Cup that'll start later in November, probably going to start earlier. So everything is squeezed in 2021 and 2022 right now. And teams and managers are just having to find a way through it.
Could we see a situation in 22 where somebody misses postseason games, matches in the MLS because they're playing internationally somewhere?
I really hope not. The league has done a good job avoiding international windows for postseason play, and they have to. I mean, it's what everything is built towards in the MLS season. The complication is just going to be with the World Cup, and that's a whole different conversation at the end of the year. That's why I think MLS needs to create as much space from MLS Cup to the start of the World Cup as possible. There's mandatory release dates and mandatory times, and this is a big negotiation with FIFA and clubs all over the world because this World Cup in 22 is going to come in the middle of a Premier League and Serie A and Bundesliga season. And those clubs are not happy about that disruption, and they want to lose players for as little amount of time as possible. So that'll help MLS in dealing with it, but MLS Cup will probably need to be the first weekend in November in 22, which means you're probably going to start the season a little bit earlier to get all the games in.
Jason Longshore, he is the color analyst for Atlanta United. He's with us here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We talk a little bit about United. Jason, I want to get to the U.S. men's national team here in a minute too, but first, let's stick in the MLS. Break it down tonight, the matchup between United and Chicago Fire. A little bit about this matchup and where the problems will be for Atlanta United tonight.
It's going to be an interesting one because Chicago's backs are against the wall. They have been struggling this season under Rafael Wicky, their manager, who had a decent year last year. They narrowly missed out on the playoffs, but it's been regression in 2021. And there's a lot of conversation about what the future for Chicago looks like. Wicky has said things like he's looking for players to stand up and be accountable and not hide and show personality. They did show some of that in a 3-3 draw against Philadelphia last week, but it was a sloppy, all-over-the-place draw, and Chicago came out in a different formation. And that's maybe the biggest question I have coming into this tonight is, does Chicago play five in the back or do they play four in the back? They're missing pieces already due to international duty. The Costa Rican national team called players in early, so Francisco Calvo, their captain, is away. They're going to have some limitations in what they can do lineup-wise tonight as well, but they have a lot of pressure on them, just like Atlanta, but there's questions on both sides about how the managers actually solve the absences in terms of their lineups.
So let me ask you, and you may or may not know this. You know, there's been all the talk in Chicago about a new stadium for the Bears, and the idea of the Bears leaving Soldier Field, which I think is as somebody that fancies himself a bit of a sports historian, so much history at Soldier Field. I would hate to see that happen, but I understand the lure of new facilities too. Where does Chicago Fire fit into all of this? Would they follow the Bears out to the suburbs if a new stadium is built?
It's a good question because they just moved back to downtown. They had been in the suburbs in Bridgeview where they built a facility, and the development around it really didn't happen. And it's a great soccer-specific stadium that seats a little over 20,000, but it's a hike from downtown. And the Fire got their start at Soldier Field. And it just never really happened for them at Bridgeview consistently. They've also had a lot of bad teams along the way, too, which factors into it. People are going to opt not to make that trip if it's to watch a bad team. downtown. People might go because it's downtown. It's exciting to get back to downtown. Now, tonight's the first game that'll be fully open at Soldier Field for the Fire since their return to the stadium. I think they want to be downtown. And I don't know if the Bears leave what the future of Soldier Field would be at that point. And that would probably be the question the Fire would have to figure out. But they could follow the Bears. I think they'd want to stay downtown at Soldier Field as long as they can.
Jason Longshore, he is the color analyst for Atlanta United. United will take on the Chicago Fire tonight. Kickoff set for 8 o'clock, right, Jason? 8 o'clock?
8 o'clock.
You guys are on Star 94 tonight, right?
Star 94, and pregame coverage will start at 7:30, and we'll have the full-time report for an hour after the match as well.
Hey, real quick, I wanted to ask you about the U.S. men's national team. What's the problem there? Is this I start to think, Jason, this has become a leadership problem with our national soccer team. Am I correct in that?
It's an interesting era right now for the U.S. men because it's a young roster. Greg Berhalter is a fairly young manager. They are coming off of the success of winning the CONCACAF Nations League against Mexico. That was the first big accomplishment for Berhalter and this group of players. Now, can they progress from that? Because while that trophy's nice, World Cup qualifying is coming up, and it starts in September, and it will be a sprint from September through March of next year, where 14 games will be played. Some of the international windows will have 3 games squeezed in. And there's just not a lot of margin for error. Now, Mexico is as good as they always are, and they're going to be loaded for bear after the U.S. beating them. Canada is in their best form in decades. Honduras is a very difficult out, especially on the road. Costa Rica, Panama, a little bit in between in their generations. Jamaica is maybe in their best form in the last 20, 25 years. So there's not going to be easy games on the road. There's always that possibility of slipping up at home. And as we saw last World Cup qualifying cycle, if you start slow, you might dig a hole that you can't climb out of. Nations League hopefully is that boost to fix some of those things, and some of those leaders will emerge from it. But it's going to be right into World Cup qualifying where one or two losses in that first window with 3 games could create a problem.
Hey, real quick before we let you go, we talked about the No Swag Shop as you were coming on, the Facebook Live that you do with Mike and Andy. Give me quick your thoughts and a couple of keys for the Hawks tonight to get a win in Game 6.
I think the Hawks find a way to get it done in Game 6. They've got to move the ball because if Trey plays, you can't expect him to be 100%. And you're going to have that ball movement that has been such a hallmark of this team under Nate McMillan. Also, the defensive work and the defensive work that we saw in the last win against the Bucks at home, where Cam Reddish and Chris Dunn were locking things down. Bogey has been great defensively. It's going to take a massive effort because, again, even if Trey plays, you can't expect what we've seen from Trey in these playoffs. With the injuries dealing with, others are going to have to step up. I think they do from ball movement and from the defensive side.
Jason, have a great call tonight. Looking forward to it. And we'll catch up again soon, man.
Appreciate it.
Jason Longshore, you can hear him on the Atlanta United broadcast. They take on the Chicago Fire tonight over on Star. And you can catch him and Mike Conte as the kickoff is set for 8 o'clock. That is tonight. Come back. We'll get to more of your calls. We're going to open up the phone lines for the final segment, 404-741-0929. What do the Atlanta Hawks need to do to get a win tonight? We want to hear from you. 404-741-0929. We'll get into it next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Chris Goforth in on this Saturday, getting ready to wrap things up. To take more of your calls, we'll talk about the Hawks and the Bucks. What needs to happen tonight for the Hawks to get a win? You can reach out to us on Twitter at 929 The Game, also at Chris Goforth 1. You can give us a call, 404-741-0929. That's what Marcus did, and he is up first today. Hey, Marcus, what's going on?
Hey, how's it going, man? Let's go, Hawks.
Good, let's go.
Hey, man, we got to punch them in the mouth early, man. We can't start off all sluggish and slow. And another thing, we have to rebound, especially defensive rebounds. We gave up too many second, third, fourth, fifth chances. Man, not fifth chances, but, you know, too many second and third chance shots, man. Put back. That's what hurt us a lot whenever we lose our games, man. And we got to rebound. Got to rebound, man. Yeah, they were taking my call.
Hey, no problem, Marcus. And to Marcus's point, I mean, he was kind of tongue-in-cheek about the fifth and sixth chances, but he wasn't too far off on that if you watch that game. I mean, the Hawks couldn't buy a rebound, and the number of second-chance opportunities that Milwaukee got, that's how they got out to that big lead, if you think about it. They scored on the first 13 possessions. They didn't make 13 straight shots in a row, but they were able to maintain possession of the ball by being able to rebound and set themselves back up offensively to be able to, to be able to get points. And as I have said all day, and I'll continue to say, the first 6 minutes tonight is going to tell the tale. 6 minutes into this game, you're going to know, if the Hawks can get out to an early lead or be competitive in the first 6 minutes, I think it's going to tell a lot. This is do or die time. And I think you got to throw everything you can at Milwaukee tonight in this game. You can't play timid. Marcus said punch him in the mouth. There's maybe something to that. You know, you got to come out. You got punched in the mouth in game five, and you wilted. You can't play that way. You can't be timid tonight. You got to come out, and you got to – and Milwaukee knows this. And what do you think Milwaukee's going to do coming into this place? Milwaukee is going to come in here, and they are going to try to do exactly what they did in game five. They're going to try to come out. They're going to try to play physical. And this is the way this game is going to go. You know, one, you hope being at home, maybe you get a few more calls that go your way. Hawks didn't get – they didn't get squat in Milwaukee. And I'm not going to put the loss, and I know a lot of people, you know, I mentioned Nick Cale and I doing the Facebook Live after the game. A lot of people were, mad at the officiating and pointing it at the officiating. Look, the officials didn't cost the Hawks that game in game five. Getting punched in the mouth and not punching back is what cost the Hawks that game. Not being able to play physical underneath to get rebounds cost that game. Being hurried on offense is what cost them that game. It wasn't anything to do with the officials. Now, I'm all about jumping on the officials if I think they cost you the game. The officials didn't really factor into this game much, in my opinion. You know, what factored into it more was how Milwaukee was absolutely able to push people around, and the Hawks couldn't get anybody out of the paint. We'll get to your call now, 404-741-0929. You can also hit us up on Twitter, at 929 The Game, at Chris Goforth 1. We'll hit some of these comments on Twitter. Jake said, Trey, please, Lord God, yes. I think Trey Young plays tonight. Now, that's no inside information, but I think he finds a way to play. Jason says, someone in the zone. Hawks had Bogey kind of in that zone. I think he was the one offensive bright spot. You got to get John Collins going early. Phil says, Trey plays, Giannis don't. Chris says the Hawks make easy shots and stand their ground in the paint. You got to find a way, man. 44 points in game four in the paint for Milwaukee. You got to find a way to get that number tonight of points in the paint closer to 44 than 60-plus, because where they've been has been 60-plus, and they gave up 28 in the paint in the first quarter Thursday night. You can't do that. Dogs fan says, can't rely on the other guys to have career nights to carry us. Lurch and the crackhead too strong. He's talking about Trey Young, basically, that Trey Young's got to play tonight. I don't know how much Trey can carry this team. I think he plays. I'll be shocked if he plays 40 minutes, but I think he will try to find a way to play. And, look, if he can give the Hawks, 30 minutes tonight, I think maybe that would be enough. There's no doubt this offense is different, especially to start the game with Trey on the floor. Get John Collins going early would make me at least feel a whole lot better about how things are going to go. Rogers says everything starts and ends with the way we play defense. If we play some championship defense tonight, we win this game regardless of who plays. Same thing goes for game 7. This team isn't, and they played good. They played better defensively in the playoffs. I still wouldn't characterize this Hawks team as being great defensively, although I did feel like in game 4, that was about as good defensively as we've seen the Hawks play all year, as a matter of fact. Timothy says rebound, that's it. Also, at more, I hope I'm saying that right, B-O-A-K-E, says higher than 45% shooting and good defense. Stop all their shots from being in the paint. That's the key, man. Move them out of the paint. That's what you have to do, is move those guys out of the paint and not give them those easy baskets. But now that's really easy for me to say sitting here at a kitchen table on Saturday morning, right? Or Saturday afternoon. It's a little different when you got to get down there and you got to figure out how to move Brook Lopez. But Lopez hadn't been a factor in this series at all until the other night, and they made him a factor and he responded. 404-741-0929. What needs to happen tonight for the Atlanta Hawks to get a win in Game 6 of the Eastern Conference Finals and stay alive to force a Game 7? Because this is it. This is do or die time for these guys. You either get it done now and you take this to a Game 7 and you go back to Milwaukee, or your season is over. 404-741-0929. And I think, look, the Hawks have got to find a way to, you got to, all the things we talked about, rebounding, and I think everybody's points that have been made about this today, we've taken a lot of calls and a lot of tweets, and everybody's points about this have all been valid, in that everything that everybody has mentioned, rebounding, points in the paint, playing good defense, the threes falling. I still don't think this team is shot from three in the playoffs. I want to say they're due. How about that? We haven't seen that three-point game yet go the way you think it's going to go for the Hawks. They still haven't shot it as well from three as they're capable of. So I still want to feel like they've got one of those games in them. I've said all along, I thought Lou Williams would have a game somewhere against the Bucks. That came in game 4. So we got our sweet Lou game. The next thing needs to be the Hawks have that game where they're on fire from three, because we haven't seen that. Tonight would be a good time to do that in a game 6 where your back is against the wall. Injuries have played a big part in this series. Hawks won game 4 without Trae Young. Bucks won game 5 and dominated without Giannis. As of yesterday, and I would expect that this is going to be updated at some point in time, check out Steve Holman, the voice of the Hawks, on the pregame show here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, starting at 8 o'clock. Steve will have the latest info on this. But as of yesterday, Giannis was listed as doubtful. Trae Young was listed as questionable. Giannis was doubtful in Game 5 and did not play. Trae tried to go in Game 5. Steve Holman had video of him out testing out that ankle to see if he could do it. He didn't feel comfortable with it, and he chose not to go. I think Trae Young tries to make a go of it tonight. Now, how long he plays, I don't know. But I think he tries to go. I would expect, if this thing comes down to a Game 7, you would see him and Giannis both back on the floor, because the Bucks got some good news about Giannis in that he doesn't need any type of surgery. They say that there's a good chance that he would be available for the NBA Finals. But you can't convince me that if this thing comes down to a Game 7 that he and Trae Young are both not on the floor. And, again, I think Trae Young plays tonight. Even if he's at 80%, I think he gives it a go. 404-741-0929. We've got a few minutes left here if you want to weigh in. Your thoughts on what needs to happen for the Hawks tonight in order for them to get a win over Milwaukee and force a Game 7. Again, 404-741-0929 if you want to weigh in. Certainly, we will get your calls as we go along here for our final few minutes. As I have said repeatedly today, first 6 minutes of this game is going to be key. The Hawks win if they can get an early lead. First 6 minutes are going to tell us a lot. Because I trust this team late. We've seen enough from this team over the course of this season that if they get in late game situations, they don't wilt. That's the one thing that I will say about this Hawks team is there's no quit in them, but I sure would feel better about tonight if they got a lead early. Because you got to know that Nate McMillan's got to throw everything at the Bucks, and I think the Bucks are going to throw everything at him. I don't think the Bucks want to see this thing go on anymore. And they've got to be confident after the way they played in Game 5. They punched the Hawks in the mouth, and the Hawks never responded the way they were supposed to or the way they should have. And I think the Hawks are going to come out and – you hope Game 5 was a wake-up call for this team, and we see a completely different team tonight at home. But again, first 6 minutes are going to be key. Milwaukee scored on their first 13 possessions. You can't allow that to happen. The Hawks played great defense in Game 4. Defense was non-existent in Game 5. As J.G. mentioned when he called earlier, J.G. said they had He was talking about how they scored on 80% of their possessions or something like that in the first quarter. You can't allow that to happen. Milwaukee had 28 points in the paint in the first quarter. That can't happen tonight. You got to find a way to contain Brook Lopez, a guy that has been a non-factor until Giannis went out, and then they had to find a way to get him in. And they got him involved, and he came through in a big way. 404-741-0929. We got time for a call or two. Got some folks holding. Let's go to Justin, who is up next. Hey, Justin, what's up?
Hey, how are you?
Good, man. What's going on? What has to happen for the Hawks to win tonight?
Oh man, there's just a couple things. I'm gonna keep it short and sweet. We gotta get those offensive rebounds or prevent them from getting those offensive rebounds, man. They've been killing us in the paint there with Lopez, and we gotta do that. The crowd's gotta be hot. We gotta get in there and make it loud, and then we gotta be on it a little more with those 3-point shooting. Bogey's gotta be on. I know he's a little banged up, but Bogey's got to be on. If Trey's playing, which I really think he's going to get out there. I know he might be a little bit banged up, but he's going to give it his all, and we just got to get in. It's really a lot in the paint on both sides of the court, really. And really, that's it. I'm going to be there, so I'm going to be loud and proud, and go Hawks.
All right, Justin, go get us a win. That's going to wrap it up. Garrett tells me we are out of time. We can't get to any more calls. But, look, I'm going to be back here on Monday. I'll be in place of Andy and Randy on the holiday Mondays. Guys get Monday off. And so I'll be here Monday. So we'll be talking more about the Hawks. We'll talk more about – I hope Monday we're spending all afternoon previewing a Game 7 later that night. But in order for that to happen, the Hawks have to win tonight. Enjoy the rest of your 4th of July weekend. Be safe, have a great time, and go Hawks. We'll see you soon. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.